So what's on your mind this morning? 0289 033 105. Quite a few texts about something I mentioned at the very beginning of the programme in relation to the petrol bombing in Derry at the weekend. You would have seen the pictures, excellent shots on UTV the night it happened. The cameras just seemed to be in among the rioters, and it was almost, it was beyond belief, I think, to most sane people who would have been sitting having their tea, that a kid could push a shopping trolley full of petrol bombs up a street right in front of local people who were just standing watching. This is like a child that was pushing the petrol bomb shopping trolley up the street. And then youngsters were hurling the petrol bombs at the police vehicles. I want to speak to Tina Calder, who commentates for us on a variety of topics from time to time. Tina, were you as surprised as people who are listening to the programme here have been in touch with, or indeed as I was, seeing what looked like a child pushing a shopping trolley full of petrol bombs and other 12, 13, 14-year-olds hurling them at the police?
I have to say, Frank, I was absolutely horrified, and I just can't find language strong enough. I mean, we all know what happened in Northern Ireland's past, and we cannot deny that, that's fine. But today, to see our children getting involved in something they haven't even got a clue, they probably aren't even old enough to be doing Irish history at school yet. And what really bothers me is the fact that there were so many adults, so many supposedly sensible adults standing around and allowing these children to put themselves in severe danger. I don't care why you're protesting, I don't care what your problem is, but you do not bring children into your fight like that. It's one of the biggest problems that I've had with the Northern Ireland conflict in it for a long, long time. Let the adults do whatever nonsense they want to do, but don't bring our children into it.
I should emphasise, of course, there would have been adults there who may have wanted to intervene but wouldn't have, because they would feel threatened. They would be out standing at the side of the street looking at what was going on and simply doing that, looking. But there were other adults who were obviously encouraging them, because the voices were coming across clearly on the TV as to where to throw the petrol bomb and what to aim at. There was a significant encouragement given to some children to throw the bombs and the missiles at the camera on the top of the police jeep.
Absolutely, and this is the problem. The problem is that these adults are teaching these young people that this is normal behaviour, that it is acceptable, that it is okay to behave in a manner that essentially is criminal damage. It's, you know, it's dangerous to themselves. We only need to look back to see how many young people were wounded and harmed. And I think maybe one was even killed around where I live by throwing a petrol bomb over the years. And any parent, any adult that is willing to put a child in that type of danger seriously needs their head seen too, because that is not a conflict. That is not a war. That is not a skirmish. It's a problem with parenting and a problem with the adulting here. This is not a problem with the children. The children are being taught this, and that's what my problem is. And I mean, I get that people want to commemorate, you know, the Easter Rising. I don't have a problem with that per se. What I do have a problem with is the associated violence around it, and there was just absolutely no need.
Is it a form of child abuse to have children do that?
100%, yes. It's complete neglect. It is any parent. For me, any parent whose child was found out doing that should be hauled in and questioned very thoroughly.
I want to speak to Colin Breen, the author of A Force Like No Other, former member of the RUC. Colin, back in the day, and for many back in a very dark day, the police would have behaved differently than they did in Derry. They sat in the white and blue jeeps. They basically just took the petrol bombs wherever they hit, and they almost sat with their arms folded. Was that the right policy for you?
I've watched that over the past number of years, whereby police haven't responded as robustly as perhaps they would have done in the past with street disorder. And part of me has never understood, when you look at the number of police injured as to how riders are allowed to get so close as to be able to, I don't know about you, but I couldn't throw half a breeze block too far, but people are getting close enough despite all the protective clothing they have and helmets to quite seriously injure people. So I do wonder about that. But I mean, you've got a question, and Tina's quite right. I mean, there's a parental thing here, and obviously there have to be a police response. I mean, the first duty of any police officer is the protection of life, and that begins with their own, because if they can't function while they're out on the street, well, then they can't protect anyone. And I mean, you're looking really here at potentially an attempted murder with those petrol bombs, and I know the vehicles are probably better than what they were back in the day and more sealed, but nonetheless, I mean, if one goes on fire and badly on fire, it's a very thin step between throwing petrol bombs with these kids and actually seriously wounding or killing someone.
Why do you think it is so easy to get so many, and the technical word for them is children, a significant number of those people throwing the petrol bombs are children. So why is it so easy to marshal so many children to do something which literally could have killed someone else?
Well, I suppose the people who are behind them and orchestrating them, I mean, the kids aren't the ones giving the petrol, organising the shopping trolleys and organising the bottles in that fashion. And very often kids in, you know, particular areas might be out the parades on. It's something to do. And I mean, the phrase that was used was never liked recreational rioting some years ago. Alarmingly, it's true. But the most concerning thing for me as the place tries to move forward and put our past behind us. I mean, we're 20 years now from the Good Friday Agreement. Here we are 20 years down the line with another generation of petrol bombers coming along, which we thought was long extinct, because those kids would have no memory of the troubles, in inverted commas, as we call them. So for them to start afresh and take this as a normal course of action when they see a police Land Rover or patrol is certainly a very frightening development, and you wonder what the next step could be.
And do you see it as a form of child abuse?
Well, of course it is. I mean, you're putting, I mean, these adults who are providing the petrol, teaching them how to light the petrol bomb, how and where, as Tina says, to throw it, or as you said, and once they start into that instruction, they're not the people put themselves in risk of being hit by plastic bullets or whatever, or arrested and getting the criminal record. It's the children who are taking part in a scheduled offence, and one which is, say, potentially could be argued certainly to be attempted murder. I mean, you're throwing a lethal device at someone, but the older guys aren't doing it. It's the kids who end up in trouble and injured, or dear knows what will happen to them, or potentially could happen to them in a riot situation.
Incredibly sad pictures, there's no question about it. Colin, thank you very much indeed. Colin Breen, the writer of A Force Like No Other, and Tina Calder as well. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. How shocked were you when you saw those pictures on UTV? The UTV cameraman was right in among it. It was just excellent pictures. I think if you look at the BBC, they just have a few stills taken from an iPhone. But when you see the pictures, the moving pictures, and the intent with among the adults, some of the adults, and the kids getting, you know, it just seemed like such fun, for want of a better term, out of trying to set vehicles on fire and possibly kill people. The sheer joy they were getting from it, it looked like something from some other part of the world that we're not associated with. Or have we forgotten our past? Have we sanitised ourselves so much that we don't really recognise what happened back in the 70s and 80s. But it was a stark, stark reminder on the weekend of just how young people can get involved and can be manipulated and encouraged. Your opinions on it, would you call it child abuse? Do let us know. 90-333-105. Is it easy to get a bunch of cubs to throw petrol bombs at the police? Let me speak to David, who's actually a community worker, not in Derry, but he's listening to the programme, and I think he's in Rathcoole. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, David, is it easy? Do you understand the mentality of an area where you can get a significant number of young fellas, maybe even young women, to get involved in the throwing of petrol bombs?
No, I can't understand the mentality of it whatsoever. Given the fact that what we've come through, and with our children growing up, the last thing that, growing up adults should be doing is promoting the violence. And as one of the other people mentioned there on the show, was that the criminal records that they can get, and it's the actual children who are going to fall short in any consequence from what they're doing.
Those are the reasons. Yeah, it is a form of child abuse. The kids will end up with the criminal record. The person orchestrating it is going to do a Pontius Pilate. There's all of that. But is it easy? Is it easy to encourage youngsters to do that? Would they be in a built up area? Would they be queuing up to have a rattle with a mask on them, glasses provided? The hoodie, if they haven't got one, the petrol bombs wheeled over to them. Is it easy to convince kids to do the like of that? Are they mad keen?
Mm-hmm. I'd say it'd be quite easy. Given the fact that you'll find most of these areas are areas of deprivation. A lot of these areas are socially deprived from a lot of infrastructure, a lot of activities. But what you'll also probably find here is that these areas are heavily funded for peace funding. And that's the question that I would like to ask, is that, if these areas are heavily funded and have been funded for peace funding, is it going to the wrong people? Is it not doing what it has been meant to have been doing for all these years? We need to look at those sort of things and address. How do we get to these young people before the other guys get to them? How do we change the young person's mindset?
We should emphasise, of course, there are thousands of young people in Craigan. Thousands, literally thousands of young people. And we saw about, 30 or 40 throwing petrol bombs. It's not like as if there was general support from the area where every family provided a thrower.
No, and I would say it's a minority. I would say that there's a lot of decent people in this country now that have seen what the troubles have done, wreck families and that, and people are trying to move forward. And yes, it is a minority. So, if these young people are caught, it's their parents. Obviously, I would say the parents are a lot to do with it, very supportive of this, and you probably find the parents are up to their necks in it as well.
Yeah, I just wonder, or will they be shocked when they smell petrol off their kids' clothes when they arrive home on the Monday evening? I just wonder, maybe there are the best of parents sitting watching the TV saying, that looks very like our lad's tracksuit. I simply do not know. David, thank you. Joseph's got a point. Joseph, I think most people agree that it is some form of child abuse, encouraging kids of that age to, to make an effort to kill someone.
Yes. But children have a choice as well, The parents are the ones really pushing them out to do it, are they? Or it's other seniors as well, probably not just their parents. But
I wonder, Joseph, because we say the parents are encouraging them. Because if we go back to the troubles, and I remember one example of a lad in Newry being blown up with his own bomb. And I won't go into all the detail of it, but I'm very aware of when his funeral happened. And it was, he was a member of the IRA and he was 16. And he was blown up. He was part of a team and he was blown up with his own bomb. And the Republicans came to his home with a wreath, and his mother took the wreath and smashed it in front of them. She didn't know anything about him being in the Republican movement, anything about him being in the IRA, anything about him being involved in ferrying bombs. So sometimes we can say, their parents have encouraged them, but it's manipulators as opposed to their actual parents on many an occasion.
Well, these people wouldn't be proud, they're out wearing masks, they're out covering, they're hiding behind children, they're hiding behind walls. These walls divide us. If these walls were knocked down, these walls would certainly unite us. So they would, And
But how do we stop kids getting drawn into, whether it be in a Republican area or at some point in the future in a loyalist area, how do we stop those kids from being petrol bombers?
You let them get on with it. You know,
what do you mean you let them get on with it?
Well, the barriers are there. Like, the object's there to throw at us. So it is, you know, and they're going to do it. You know, so... but they also, they're not proud of what they're doing it for, because they're hiding. And their parents are hiding as well. Or their seniors are hiding. These people aren't proud of what they're fighting for, because they're hiding behind people.
All right. I suppose if they would argue that they are proud of whatever they represent with that form of attack on the police. Your opinions are very welcome. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105. I think they were among some of the most depressing pictures we've seen on local television in quite a while. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105.